This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. As we start this day, let's start it with some time with God. And I love spending time with God because God has become such a dear friend to me at the same time as me standing in awe of who He is. It's an interesting paradox, isn't it? We can grow in our understanding of God, and that just makes us more amazed at Him and His greatness. And yet, He reaches right down and builds a wonderful, personal, deep, intimate relationship with each one of us. I hope you are building that relationship each day as you listen to God and respond to Him. We're reading through the Gospel of John in the Bible, and today we come to John chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John." So once Jesus knew that the Pharisees knew that popularity was turning to Him, although Jesus Himself was not baptizing, but His disciples were, He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And He had to pass through Samaria. Now, why would it say it that way? He had to pass through Samaria. Well, because the Jews didn't like Samaritans. The northern part of Israel, Galilee, was separated from the southern part by Samaria. And there was racial tension between the Jews and the Samaritans. And so the Jews would normally go all the way around Samaria, even though it greatly increased their trip, in order to avoid the Samaritans. Jesus is in a hurry, and so He had to pass through Samaria. So He came to the city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there, the well that Jacob had dug hundreds of years before. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from His journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Normally, a Jew would never speak to her. But Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For His disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to Him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked Him, and He would have given you living water." She said to Him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." You see how beautifully Jesus moves this conversation from "give me a drink" to talking to this woman about deep spiritual issues, the living water that He can give her. And the woman said to Him, "Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw." She's misunderstanding Him. And He said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." And the woman said to Him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." You see Jesus' point to her. He offers her the living water. She says, "Give me that water." And He says, "But what about the things that are wrong in your life? You need to choose God first above those things. You need to deal with the ways that you have offended God." And of course, the only way we can deal with those things is to find forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Have you ever found that forgiveness and started a relationship with Him? Why not today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.